Disney.
Hi guys, AUK here with a very packed, I can't say studio, I suppose, it's a bedroom. because not only do I have me, myself, and I, and Echo Hawk.
That's
what's known in the business as a verbal cue.
No, that's alright. You know I don't pick those up very well.
Okay. Should I wave my arms or something?
No, okay, that won't help either.
Should I make some kind of funny noise?
No, that would just confuse them all, frankly. But
okay. Well, I'll try it anyway. I mean, and we have Echo Hawk.
No. You scared the dog outside. Oh, God. Anyway.
Ask Echo Hawk for a name and the dog answers. And you might be able to hear there's a third voice, because through mysterious circumstances...
That's the best way you can describe it.
Best way of describing it. DC is here!
I am intensely mysterious.
Yeah.
Yes, he stopped playing Elite Beat Agents to move close to the microphone and say hello properly. Say hello.
Hello.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's DC, what would you expect?
He's better than this than I am.
He's the always the real thing, is DC. Yes. Speaking of DC, we started off the show with the Divine Comedy and National Express, because it's a Divine Comedy DC and National Express travel. You see what I've done there? It's a very tenuous, strenuous link, but...
He stays up all night just figuring this kind of stuff out, people. You need to give him some money. Like, seriously.
That's in the rest.
Yeah.
Anyway, after that we had the World Adventure theme. It wasn't that boring.
No, I'm tired.
The World Adventure. What do you mean you're tired? You're always asleep.
No, I want to...
You're like a cat. If we had a fire, you would just curl up on the ground in front of it.
I probably would. And I'd probably simultaneously catch on fire.
Yeah, you set your ponytail on fire.
Exactly.
Right. So we had the World Adventure theme, original version, boom, etc. And then we had From Sonic and Tails or Sonic Chaos, depending upon which way you want to talk about it, Turquoise Hill Zone theme.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for confirming that.
Yay.
So we have DC back after a long absence, at a false start. He's here. He's here to regale you with stories of olden times when games were but merely indentations on wax covered on slate. That was the game.
Yeah.
It's about as interesting as it sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, coincidentally, they still had Bomberman back then, no dice.
I don't know if you just dissed Bomberman or not.
I was more referring to the fact that Bomberman's, like, one of the... We had this the other week on the show that I did with Earthheart. The one only Earthheart.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one.
Yeah.
We've tried looking, there isn't another. But, no, I sort of mentioned the game franchises that have actually appeared on the most individual platforms, although Sonic is one of the ones that has appeared on the most individual gaming platforms, the sort of two that are above that are Bomberman and Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually Bomberman that's, I think it's Bomberman anyway, that is the number one. So.
I've never played Bomberman, I wouldn't know. Odd.
Doesn't deny the facts. Speaking of facts, I think it's going to be time throughout the course of the show to bring back a series that me and DC started way, 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 way back.
Oh, yes.
The Secrets of the Universe.
Oh, God.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yes, throughout the show, we'll be liberally sprinkling onto throughout the show. T-Bird says, I wonder what DC or starts for. I suppose that means stands for. Yeah. Dynamite.
I'd rather answer the question as phrased.
DC starts for. I'd rather you didn't, frankly. Is it Dynamite Cop? Dried Carrots? Concord suggests Dead Cat, a distant cousin. Earthheart suggests Dark Croissant. Concord says Dreamcast.
No.
Because that's
equally
not. I would like to just confirm at this point in time that we are not making a DC 2. And Shinmu 3 is not going to be compatible on it. Neither are we going to get a DC to translate Yakuza 3.
Oh.
We're not going to do any of those, I'm afraid.
I'd be up for it, but I'd be making it up entirely.
Pretty thing suggests Diced Cowbell.
Ah.
Should you just correct the people so they stop butchering his poor name?
It's his name, he can do it.
Alright.
He has a voice!
I do! And it is magnificent.
So say.
And modest.
Modest.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
Right, well, to answer T-Bird's question, I generally start with some cereal and some Marmite on toast.
Is that so?
That is very much so.
And how does that smell by the end of the day, I'm sure?
I don't know.
You don't know.
He's digested in that period of time, so...
Well, that's assuming he ate it, yes.
He starts with,
doesn't necessarily mean that he follows through with the consumption.
See?
Yeah.
You just look at it mournfully for a period of up to 5 minutes.
Whereupon you sell it for £5,000 a piece of modern art.
Yes.
Excellent. Now everyone's talking about Bomberman, which is a pity, because we don't want to.
Yeah, pretty much.
Concord asked cereal on toast, and yes, why not? You've... T-Bird says, I can sleep well tonight, thanks, DC.
You're very welcome, T-Bird.
He's a very welcome T-Bird. In fact, T-Bird's one of the people that we discussed last night.
Let him know about that.
Yes.
He got all shy. He's like, aw, shucks. I was just, like, laughing. It was so cute. He's so cute.
Yes, me and Echo Hawk went out on the... almost out on the pool last night. But what would be the point of that?
Do you mean the Raz?
The Raz. The prisoners. Went out for a booze.
Yeah.
And we hooked up with a certain composer of video game music.
Mm-hmm.
And we had many beers.
You had many beers. I had two.
You didn't even have a beer. What are you talking about?
Fine. I see how it is.
She had a couple of Smirnoff Ices. And
a
couple of Forlorn Expressions.
which is
a fancy cocktail.
Oh, good lord. And then we went to a boot sale that never was.
Yeah, I went to a boot sale this morning that never was. Like come here on Sunday the 7th for his fantastic car boot sale. Nobody was there.
It was completely different.
Like, not one person. Yeah. Not even an organizer. It was just an empty car park.
Right.
Full of broken dreams and...
Broken
dreams and faded children's paint. That was it.
Yeah.
That actually sounds like a pretty good car boot sale.
It also sounds like a very, very bad Green Day cover.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, so we'll best do the usual stuff. There's so many people, it's barely worth listing them all. But
no,
on the basis that I'll get complained, people will complain at me if I don't.
Yeah.
Starting from the bottom, with his silly... People are messing up the order with their stupid prefixing. And anyway, so we're going to have to do
They're
this...
They're doing it on purpose.
Yeah. Big C asks, what the Big C?
That again. Like, never.
What the?
Yeah, no. Just no.
Big C, long time no chat. Have I ever chatted to Big C?
I don't know.
Yeah, Big C, long time no chat. Yeah, sure. He asks, what's up?
The ceiling.
Clouds. Ominous clouds, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
yes.
That's been the case all day.
Several layers of stratosphere. There's a load of people and junk up there and various stuff. And, yep. You know.
Oh, he said lol, though, so you made him laugh.
That's all that matters.
I made him laugh out loud. As opposed to a laugh in his head. Doesn't that just make you... Yeah,
we're just going to be done now. That's our job done. Made him laugh.
Thanks.
We're good.
Thanks, everyone. So starting from the bottom, which is no longer the proper bottom, because the first two people messed up. And that's underscore Spondy. Everyone boo underscore Spondy for messing up the list. And also the DJ in square brackets. So everyone boo the DJ as well. Or should they hang the DJ?
I don't know, it depends if he's the one that last night saved your life.
Yeah, that's true. That wouldn't particularly be very grateful on me, wouldn't it? That would reflect very badly.
Okay.
He should be grateful he's not a sheriff, frankly.
Yes.
Although of course, the DJ could stand for Deputy something.
Jim.
Deputy Jim. The Deputy Jim.
Yes.
Possibly.
He's not the most senior Jim.
No.
But he's getting there.
Yeah.
So, you know, good for him.
It's always good.
Boy.
Anyway. Then we've got somebody called Vija. Don't know who he is. There's an Earth Art T-Bird, a Sonic AD, an SJSSF, Shadow Vulpix 04, Project Phoenix minus, just minus.
Mm-hmm.
See, if there's two minuses, does that make a positive?
Depends.
So if they sign in again,
I don't know.
Does that mean we lose
is
both?
Is this the whole double negative croc? Because I don't believe in that.
I think it's more maths.
Maths. Who needs maths? Never liked maths.
Yeah. Vija says, well, many things. Vija says grr.
Grr?
Vija says grr, yeah.
You've been saying grr all day.
I've been saying grr all day, yes. I've been in a very grr mood. Miles underscore Prower. Okay, everyone with square brackets or an underscore is a failure. Oh dear.
Good job on that one.
Then we've got Big C says, AUK, you remember Red Dwarf?
I think you have to phrase that in the form of a question.
Yeah.
Yes. Technically, it is a true statement. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of remember Red Dwarf.
He's distracting you.
I know.
He's doing a very good job. I gotta give him points for that.
Yeah, so
I've got Britcom. That might be the worst word.
Yeah. Does he remember Friends, that hilarious Yankcom?
Oh, shut up!
Anyway, I've got to close this window because it's cold outside and there's no kind of atmosphere, and I'm not all alone, more or less. Although yeah. I'd rather like to fly far away from here, just for some fun, the sun. I'd like to ride shipwrecked and comatose, drinking fresh mango juice with golfer shoals nibbling at my toes, and the fun, the sun. But hey, I couldn't. Why would I do that? I'm in the middle of Croydon.
And that's better.
It's Croydon outside. There's no kind of atmosphere.
Oh dear.
That would probably explain why that dog barked earlier.
Yeah,
pretty cool. That's true.
Yeah.
Did we get through the end of the shout-outs
and
didn't. Hellos?
No,
we didn't.
Gerbilsoft, who's busy eating own children.
Nice.
D'Artagnan, Concord, who's been put out of service owing to the issues with tyres and fuel, and is now listening to the show currently from a museum somewhere, or a spare parts box. Blitz Chris, Big C, Big Bad C. Biafra, AUK is on SSR, whoever he is. Coming on BBC America. Is BBC America still going? I look at you as the only token American in the room.
The only... The only show we get that I know about is on usually the educational channels. Is the World News is all we get, so I don't really know that we get BBC.
I thought BBC America had gone in
I'm
its
not
current
sure.
format.
But besides that, all we get is the World News, and it's your World News technically. We just get it broadcasted several hours later.
Yeah, we work on the basis that the world encompasses the world as opposed to.
It's not like you should know Americans by now. We don't give half a lick about the rest of the world. We just kind of watch it. You know, that's good enough for us.
I don't think anyone in the real world would have guessed that over the past 10-15 years.
Information has revealed.
What?
It's a cable satellite channel. He's indicating that I was too poor to afford it, is pretty much. All right, fair enough.
Then there's MK, Joshua, and Chan.
Bot. Oh, it's with the Chan bot. What? Just... No.
Champa is the most loyal listener I have.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But he never talks.
No.
Doesn't that?
That's lame. Isn't that lame?
Just a little suspicious.
Frankly, it's rude.
Mm. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Are you gonna block Champa? Seriously?
I'll just try to kick Champa. I couldn't do it.
Nice.
Finger.
You can give him the finger? Wait, what? No? What?
Oh, the big C starts for his own first name.
Oh, really?
The Big Charles. Admittedly, the Big Charles doesn't... Big Charles sounds like some old-school British boxer. Or old-school British, old-time British wrestler, like Big Daddy, Big Charles.
Yeah, probably.
Handlebar mustache.
Now fighting giant haystacks, it's Big Charles. I'm sorry, Big C.
That's your fault. He's distracting you anyway.
Actually, what's with all the Americans called Charles? I know about three or four now called Charles.
Yeah, I've got.
The Demick's is named Charles.
Yeah.
We called him Charlie, but that was okay.
Maybe it's X-Men based.
I don't know.
Big C likes.
It's a Game Boy.
It's a Red Dwarf insult.
Oh, right. You're going to have to, like, focus now.
Focus. I know. Anyway, so hello to all of you!
Yeah. Alright. Now what?
It's going to be the first Secret of the Universe, I think.
Oh, dear God.
Do we need in new that- music?
No.
No, we haven't got any music.
No.
I mean, we can. I can try and find some if you wanted for this particular section. I don't know. What would be a mystery?
I don't know. We should just make one up.
Probably. You could just go with
it. Well, it's a mystery by Toya. That would be good background. There we go.
Hey.
Love that as background.
Awesome.
It's a mystery, it's a mystery.
Secrets of the Universe. Sometimes they're good, but more often they're worse. Alright, we're done.
Yeah. There we go. That's a sharp. Alright. Yes, Secrets of the Universe. The first Secret of the Universe is that clouds are actually made of marshmallows, but they in fact taste of pork. That is the first Secret of the Universe for today. Just to reiterate that, clouds are in fact made of marshmallows, but the taste of pork. Mm. So, we'll have a piece of music now. Because Vija went grr, we're going to... use a piece of music that appeared on an advert a long time ago. A few years back anyway, for Honda, which was actually voiced by the American author Garrison Keillor, called Hate Can Hate Be Good, which ties in very well. And afterwards we'll have Mystery of the Meteorite from Sonic World Zero Gravity, and something else. From DC, would you like to pick a piece of music that I probably have? Pick a word or something.
Concept.
Ah, Concept Mobius. Thank you. No, I was trying to. No, so I was. I was with Red Knights the other day.
Yeah.
At the potential site for SOS.
It's always the great story start.
And I was trying to think of this particular website.
Yeah.
And it was Concept Mobius, and I couldn't remember the name of it. I kept saying it was Project Chaos, even though I knew full well that Project Chaos is obviously the OC remix. I was absolutely swearing blind that there was a cycle, and neither of us could remember it, and it would come to us eventually. But yes, it is Concept Mobius. You would please note I have no track of the 14,302 I own has the word concept in it.
Oh.
Would you like to choose another word?
Want.
There's probably going to be quite a few with the word want in there. 84, actually. So hang on, let me just zip. Right, oddly enough, the theme from Radio Redux is on there.
I don't like iTunes.
You don't like iTunes? No. Well, that's a pity, because it loves you.
It scares me.
You can have All I Want from Crazy Taxi, or a very bizarre version of You're the One That I Want.
Ooh, let's do that one.
Yeah, that'd be
bizarre.
We'll have the Beautiful Self version, the Beautiful Self weird cover version of You're the One That I Want. After that, so we've got a bit of a music break now. We're going to go off and have a drink, and that's it really.
That I'm going to take drink orders and have to hustle back down and back up within about 5 minutes is what you're saying?
No, I'm probably going to end up doing it, getting it myself.
Alright.
Garrison Kellev can hate be good from the Hond advert coming up next, and we'll be back with more Secrets of the Universe as soon as we think of them. Yes. And we'll start going through the questions, which will be interesting because obviously none of the people who've actually asked the questions knew that DC was going to be here. So we'll just ask DC all the questions that they were going to ask us.
Which should make it quite interesting.
Oh,
it's going to be interesting when we get round to so DC, how does it feel being engaged to Archange UK?
Awesome.
You heard it here second. Right. Okay, and so we'll be back in about 7 minutes or so. See you in a bit, guys.
Here's a little song for anyone who's ever hated, in the key of grrr. Can hate be good? Can hate be great? Can hate be good? Can hate be great? Can hate be something we don't hate? We'd like to know why it is so that certain diesels must be slow and thwack and thrum and bong and hum and clatter clat. Hate something, change something, hate something, change something, make something better. Oh, isn't it just bliss when a diesel goes like this? Sing it like you hate it. Hate something, change something. Hate something, change something, make something better. Thank you.
chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control. Cause the power you're supplying is electrifying.
You better shape up, cause I need a man. And my heart is set on you. You better shape up, you better understand. To my heart it must be true.
Nothing left for me to do. You're the one that I want home. With affection, you're too shy to convey. Meditate in my direction. Feel your way. Feel your way.
You better shape up, cause I need a man who can keep me satisfied. Shape up, if you're gonna prove then my faith is justified.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure
down deep inside. You're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're the one that I want.
And we're back. Again, thanks for confirming that. So, as I said, we had Garrison Kellor with Connect the Goods, then we had Something Like Zero Gravity with Mystery of the Meteorites, and then we had Beautiful South from their album Gold Diggers, Head Nodders and Folk Songs, a version of You're the One That I Want. I think that was like the last album Beautiful South actually did before they split. And it's all very much just a load of songs that they liked that they just did in a completely different style to that it was that anyone's familiar with. I mean, they did a version of they did a sort of quite slow downplayed version of Living Thing, which I think was by the ELO. And yes, the Electric Light Orchestra. And then they also did a version of Don't Fear the Reaper, our boy Blue Oyster Cult, but they did that in a Latin style.
Oh God!
Perhaps I'll play that at the end actually, because that is it's just awesome. Because there's a couple of the bands who hadn't heard it, and when they started performing it, performed it in that style, thinking that it was the actual style that it was supposed to be. So it kind of stuck.
Excellent.
Blake Draker says I should refresh the questions as a lot of people have asked new ones. So, sure, why not?
Refresh!
So, questions, answers, answers and questions with... Crikey, I've only just got to figure out one with Echo in it. Now I've got to think of DC as well. Okay. Questions and answers, answers and questions with some Q&A, AUK, NDH and DC. Again, thank you for confirming that.
Oh,
it's really nice. It's nice you back me up.
That's what I tried to do.
It's just being on the same wavelength. It's seriously kind of magical.
It truly it is.
Mm. So is that your opinion on that?
What?
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Alright, so first up is Taliku, who says... many, many things. Firstly, to me, did you know that there is a rare Mega Drive title released in Europe and Japan called Alien Soldier? It's made by the same team as Gunstar Heroes and Wario World. No.
Cool.
Did anyone here know? Raise your hand. 45 people here knew. Echo.
What?
Echo.
What? Oh, I just said this earlier.
Yeah, have you been to any of the Disney theme parks?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I have been to Disney Epcot, which was down in Florida for a couple of years ago to my aunt's wedding, which I subsequently got heat stroke and fell very ill at the theme park. So I basically, yeah, we were at the animal part, the best part, the one that I really wanted to go to, and I ended up roughing it up, so... yeah, that wasn't well. But yeah, I have been to the theme parks, and I frankly didn't enjoy it. It's not for teenagers, it's for little kids and big people. That's it. That's all I got.
Actually, Biaf has just messaged me saying there's a convening a round table regarding SSR. Oh, that's interesting. Biaf's question to all three of ya. Coke, Pepsi, RC Cola, store brand, or none of the above?
Pepsi.
Max.
Oh, you like the Max.
I'm surrounded by fail.
Just as long as you keep the fail out of the way.
Coca-Cola. Always the real thing, always better than syrupy sludge Pepsi.
No, shut. You drank it. You liked it.
Oh, no. You know why their slogan is always...
You drank it, you
can't... You're the only one that drinks it.
You drank it. You can't undrink it. Stay tuned for more Cola of Interest. Let's see. Bum, 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 bum. Big C says more cowbell. Conversely, I say less cowbell.
Yeah, it's a controversial issue.
Clearly.
I mean, are you a person who thinks of the cowbell half empty or the cowbell half full?
You know there's holes in it, so it couldn't be full at all.
Precisely.
Alright then!
You see? Yeah.
Call me a negative.
She got the smarts!
There's holes! Yes, I've seen a cowbell, my god. I'm a genius. T-Bird, look
out! Actually, I think most of the internet fads could be improved via extra cowbell.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Ding, 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 ding. Cowbell phone.
Do, 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 do.
God, now I can't remember the rest of it.
Cowbell, 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 mushroom, mushroom. It'll all be fantastic.
I thought it was tongue twisters for a minute there.
Nah.
Say it this many times first.
Yeah.
Say cowbell 10 times in a row. And once you've done that, and the people in the room think you're insane, continue listening. Go back to the questions.
The questions.
So AK, why is it that you know it's a small world when you haven't been to Disneyland or Walt Disney World? I don't know. Perhaps it's the same way that I know Mickey Mouse, yet I haven't been to Disneyland or Walt Disney World. And there's that duck fellow. What's his name?
Dave.
Dave the duck. Yeah, that's right. Davy Boy Duck. He's a classic fellow. He's so polite and well mannered and opens doors and never loses his temper.
It's a sweet kind of bird.
It also is how Donald owns everyone.
Oh, for the love of Pete. Oh.
No, Pete's with Goofy.
I'll admit, when I went to the Walt Disney World or whatever the F it was called, because I know they're each called something different, the only one who could make me smile was Mickey. Everybody else just kind of made me depressed. It's true!
How do they make you depressed?
I don't know. People running around in giant oversized costumes just doesn't spark any sort of interest.
You really went to the wrong place.
So it wasn't like Truso cutting his wrists or anything.
No, they run around. They even do the little autographs and shizzle and all that stuff. And it's just like, what?
Yeah, the thing is, I just get annoyed at Walt Disney now because every single time you see one of those characters, all of them put their hands to their cheeks in like surprise. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
It's like, they do all sorts of.
How are you surprised? You mean
this is your job?
This is. I know there are people wandering around your home, but you opened it to the public in exchange for money. Why are you surprised that people come up to you and recognise you? If you don't want it, go home. Go to a trailer somewhere. Watch TV. Put your feet up. Eat some cheese. So yes, I do know it's a small world after all.
Probably. Once you've heard it, it's hard to not hear it.
But you could do a chorus of it, I suppose. The three of us.
No thanks.
I'm trying to remember how the middle of it goes now.
It doesn't matter, just go, it's small world after all, it's small world after all, it's small world after all, it's small world after all.
Though the oceans are wide and the mountains divide, it's a small world after all.
Yeah, you know the rest of it, see?
Sing along, kids!
No, dear God, no, don't make me do it. I'm just gonna look up the lyrics? Oh my God. Are you mad?
Don't shout about lyrics when you're eating a strudel.
I know.
That's like a basic rule.
Oh, is it?
Oh my God. It's even worse than I thought it was. It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hopes. It's a world of fear. There's so much that we share that it's time we're aware. It's a small world after all. 2, 3, 4. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world. Small world.
That doesn't seem like it scans.
No, it doesn't really. There is just one moon and one golden sun.
3 golden suns now.
That's true, I suppose.
Yes. Although the third one's not out yet.
Right.
So. And a smile means friendship to everyone, unless you're going to kill you. Though the mountains divide and the oceans are wide, it's a small, small world.
That still doesn't rhyme. Yeah. I could write
one more
song.
Chorus. 2, 3, 4.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world.
I hate that so much.
Now it's going to be stuck in your head till the end of time.
It won't, because it doesn't scan.
Oh, it doesn't.
You have all just lost the game.
That's mean.
Yes, I'm a mean person.
We know.
I'm a mean, mean mother from outer space, and I'm bad.
Everyone listening.
Yeah, he's used to that.
Stop it! Stop it! It's a small.
No!
Biafra requests a gay bar by Electric Six, and I say that we give him that request.
Oh man, Electric Six. I salute his taste.
But we're not going to start a nuclear war at the gay bar.
Yes.
Because, you know, that would be exceptionally homophobic.
Yes.
And we've got so many friends who are gay, that probably wouldn't go down very well.
Oh.
Earthheart immediately requests I Want Mean Green Mother for... I haven't got it. I haven't got the soundtrack, I'm afraid, for that. I shall endeavour to get it. That song plays in Dante's Seventh Circle, says T-Bone. Yes. on loop, ironically. Mm. Faniko says, to Echo, are you willing to join my party in my fanfic?
What fanfic is that?
What party? Yeah. What?
I imagine what? It is a band.
What is Taliku?
Of 1 to 4 travelers going in a similar direction with a similar cause.
One of whom is mysterious and has no past to remember.
Right, exactly.
But no, it's but a party. There might be like cake and lemonade.
Oh, really?
But the cake's a lie, and the lemonade is much better.
Oh, this is true. What about the hats?
The hats. Ooh, I don't know. T-Bird's the expert on hats.
And those things, you put them in your mouth and go, woo!
The noisemakers?
Party street. Yeah. Party.
Blowers. Party blowers.
Party blowers.
Why do I know this stuff? This is not right.
That does sound like a very a very dodgy job description, isn't it?
Party I test party blowers.
It's like in the fancy parties. It's like, oh, there's a midget with a bowl of cocaine on its head, and there's a party blower over there.
I don't know, I think
please form an orderly queue.
I don't know, I think the party blower is what you use when you want everyone to leave. Like, oh god, it's like engage the party blower.
All of a sudden the wall rotates with a massive fan. And then we're just blowing all the air out the door.
So.
Presumably that does involve some kind of spillage of beverages on carpets though, so it's probably no why none of them are used anymore. Which is a shame. I'm sure there's probably some European legislation. Mm. The filthy European swine.
Yeah. So, would you go to a party in a fan fiction?
I think I would.
Or join a party?
I think
of
I would.
Indiscriminate nature.
Of course, I would love to know where to.
I think, yes, well, the best thing to do that is to go onto Inferior Online. That's the forum, you know, that you're the second member of.
Right.
Yeah, remember that one?
Yeah.
You also remember a staff, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, right.
See that website, Sonic Rex?
No, I haven't been there in, I don't know, years.
No. This is the woman who didn't know that Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games had been announced, ladies and gentlemen.
And I give you the shutting up.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So I think Taliku, that was a conditional maybe.
Yeah, pretty much.
To AUK, if Sonic and Knights are companion games, what will be the companion to Astal? Astal? Astal?
Astal, I think, yeah.
Astal.
I have never seen that before in my life.
I have never seen that before either. Sorry. And it was only released in America, so why would we?
I've never seen it either.
I'm looking at this picture, it's like, is it an egg with legs?
Actually, it does seem to be that he's skinned the character in question. Seems to have skinned Mighty the Armadillo and stuck his skin on his head.
He does look suspiciously like Mighty.
It does, yeah. So I'm gonna say. Judging by the chain system, fluid moves, challenging visuals. I'm gonna say Knuckles Chaotix.
Why? Because he can.
Because. Regardless of the reasons behind why Astal sold poorly, the game is now considered a rarity. Good luck. The cake is a spy, apparently, Blake says.
Spy check.
Spy check. Flame, shoot the cake!
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, that's a bad throat infection you got there, DC.
Yes.
anyway.
Oh,
To Echo, Sega CD, Genesis, and 32X are bought separately, or Sega CDX with the 32 bought separately?
I'm not sure what they're asking.
Is that, so the, mega, that the multi-mega means? The multi-mega.
I don't really know.
Well, for me, it would be the multi-mega with the...
Well, they didn't ask you, did they?
Yes, but you're not saying anything!
I know, I have no idea what they're talking about.
Epic fail.
Shut up! Yeah, I still will steal that in the middle of the night and you will never see it again. As a matter of fact, there will be a ransom note for it, for which point it will never return.
Yeah, because...
What's so much of a ransom then?
Yeah.
It's for shits and giggles.
For shizzles and giggles. Right. So I think there was an answer in there somewhere.
Nope. But that's okay. I had no idea. That's my answer and I'm sticking to it.
There's been a death in the Disney company. Who is it? I believe it's Grumpy.
Oh. No, I couldn't tell you.
I know Grumpy, he was actually crucified by Happy, who is now a religious zealot.
Wouldn't surprise me somehow, but no, I have no idea. This is like...
They found him swinging from the top of...
the cottage.
They found him swinging from the top of the main Disney castle.
Oh! That's pretty bad.
I'm trying to think who I know that exists in the Disney company.
I know there was Walt Disney, but he's been dead.
They're all fictional, DC. I'm sorry to say this, they're all fictional characters.
Oh man, all of them?
All of them.
My god, we've been living a lie!
Even Slinky Dog is fictional.
Now, you went too far, I could never believe that.
Actually, of course, the voice of Slinky died, so...
That's a while back, so that does
tie in. And of course, as if it gives us a spoiler tag, so we could actually say so, it was indeed Wayne Alwyn, the voice actor of Mickey Mouse.
Oh!
Bye, Apollo! Join of Sonic Fan says, I have no hinges, lock, or lids, yet within my walls a golden treasure is hid. What am I?
Egg.
No, he's a riddle.
Yeah.
A riddle. What am I? You're a riddle. That's what you are. Well done.
The answer is egg.
Yes, indeed.
Why would you know? He is indeed an egg.
Question two. Did you know that whenever I ask seven questions, it's practically a homage to Demix's Magnificent Seven? Yeah, I kind of gathered that. But if you all do a homage to Demix's Magnificent Seven, then it just becomes you lot answering all seven questions and spamming it.
Yeah, pretty well.
Question three. Those listener requests are really piling up. Should you have a whole music break dedicated to them, or is this thinking too far ahead? Perhaps people should request better music.
Music you have, maybe?
No, I'll go through it later. I mean, people do like to request the music, and it's fine and dandy. But at the same time, we can think up some better ones. Let's see. I'm pretty certain. Go away, that one. From Dark Gun, because that's been done.
Oh.
Somebody's not been up doing these, actually.
Uh-oh. Like, naughty.
Yes.
You like the naughty request.
I've done Apocalyptic Orbs Lovum.
I think he just doesn't care.
Raise.
He's slacking. I mean, honestly. Have you seen his performance lately?
His performance?
Yes.
That's scary. Why would I see his performance? From top tracks from Tombi. What the fuck is Tombi? Hotel California, Flash. Chunland Day, Mario Kart Wii ending music.
Nothing Sonic-y.
Yeah, they're piling up so much they're actually pretty standard requests. We'll sort something out.
Yes.
We'll sort something out.
Uh-oh.
I was going to play a tracker later, wasn't I? I can't remember what it is now. Blake says, I don't remember you playing those.
Oh, somebody's not on the ball today.
It's a challenge.
Oh dear.
Well, tough, the posts are gone now. Thus, the list is much less.
Hurrah.
So I'm free to ignore it.
Right.
As much as possible. Anyway.
Now we're done with hers.
Yeah. Ba-dum-ba-bum. Darkness...
Is my brother something else?
Yeah. Darkness the Hedgehog 7. Is my bro something else? He's Mario Dude 1.
What?
Well, what do you mean by something else? Well, he's something else in that you're a girl and he's a boy.
Yep.
So, yes, he is something else. Otherwise, you'd be the same thing.
Mm.
That would be weird.
You'd occupy the same space of time, but conjoined twins.
Isn't that breaking the space-time continuum again?
Yeah, it can take one more for the team.
Oh, is that so?
Next question. Should they make Sonic Universe into an anime?
No.
Okay.
Universe.
Question three.
Is that the comic series?
The comic series, yeah.
Oh, I see. Right.
To be honest, a lot of it ties in anyway.
Mm.
It's like the missing bits that they didn't do. Although... because the Sonic universe is in the Sonic Archie universe, and the Sonic Archie universe isn't canon, therefore the Sonic universe...
So it's double fake.
...series isn't canon, therefore it cannot be made into an anime. Because it's not proper. Do you also think that Star Fox Command stunk?
I don't know. I never got the opportunity to play it.
Me neither.
Well, I suppose it depends on their janitors, really.
Yeah, it would be Rob 64 or whatever it was.
I mean, they did have Slippy, but he was often away. So.
Or dead.
Or dead.
Yeah.
Sometimes on purpose.
Yeah.
Mostly on purpose, in fact.
It depends what barrels they were rolling at the time and what the barrels were full of.
And which button they hit twice to do so.
Yes.
There was always one option, I don't know.
Shall I ask you some of these?
Probably. I don't know, maybe you'd give it some interesting light to some of these questions.
Alright. Okay, the next one's Tall Guy 91. Perhaps you could do a Tall Guy 91 voice.
Okay, I'll try. He's a follower of what are flickies that he follows?
That's what the ranks on Eon.
Alright, cool.
Right. Means he's
post related ranks. He only posted he hasn't posted 10 yet.
Uh-huh. That's pretty bad. But yeah.
Give it time.
Well, give it two.
Tall man voice. I'm just going to stand up for this. What do you think is the best game console of all time? I say the N64. Please don't get mad at me, smiley face.
Actually, that's a sad smiley face.
Sad smiley face.
You couldn't see it from but way up.
Were you, smiley face.
Were you on the other side of the river then when you said that? But
yes.
Like, hello! Are you there?
I'm very tall.
Yeah.
You're only going to scare the dog somewhere.
He'll be fine. So yes, answer that question if you would.
The best game console of all time, I would say, is the Atari 2600.
Hooray!
Because it's like by the first that really got things going. Therefore, it is the greatest. Because if there wasn't one, if it didn't exist, then it wouldn't really be an industry. So that. Question two. Do you think that Sonic and Star Fox should appear in a game or anime together? I think that would be awesome. Yes, I think it'd be awesome as well. Let me go back in time. Now they're both in Smash Brothers.
Brawl.
Brawl, yeah.
Hooray!
Hooray! We win!
I kicked the shit out of Sonic with Wolf. Yay!
No. We all win. In the big scheme of things, isn't that what matters? Us all winning?
Yes.
Question three. Do you like pie? Tallguy91 likes cherry pie, apparently.
Cool.
DC, do you like pie?
I do like pie. I also like the song Cherry Pie by Vegas.
That's true. Cherry pie.
He's gotta look
for Miss American Pie over there. Do you like pie?
Yeah, I like pie.
You like pie, do you?
It sounds like a do you like waffles thing. And
this is becoming increasingly Weeble and Bob, and I resent it intensely.
Oh my god, if he doesn't that. Know, do you like waffles?
Near that bat!
I don't have to answer.
I'm not obligated by any contract to answer the question.
Shut up! No, to the end, give it back.
You do that far too well, you know that, right? That's all I get. Oh dear, can you not find it?
Nah, I didn't do it bad.
Could play that funky music though.
Oh, I think that's actually that's from wrong. Mine.
No, that's not from yours.
No, it's not.
Oh, sorry. Nah, didn't do it. Not that bad very much. What are you there, bub?
What?
Translate, please.
I need a translator.
Dark Gun says, I was moving your head bells yesterday. By the John Deere tractor we own. Considering you're probably impressive.
You don't know what a John Deere tractor is.
Of course I know what a John Deere tractor is.
Alright then. Let's move on. Yeah.
It's a tractor driven by John Deere, right?
Yes.
Seriously. John, who is a tractor.
Do you know what JCB is? Do you know what JCB is?
What?
Do you know what JCB is?
No.
No, well, there you go.
Alright then.
Considering that you probably have a license. No, I don't! I'll bet you drive.
Yes!
Wrong! But have you driven anything other than a regular vehicle? Yes, I once drove a spike through the heart of the Lord of Vampires.
And
cool.
Through all of your enemies, of course.
That's a long spike.
Excuse me.
it's okay after the first couple, but after then you've got to start dragging them around as well. It becomes more difficult to manoeuvre. You've got to sort of trick people.
How many enemies do you think you have, enemies?
How many enemies?
Less
how many,
now than when he started.
How many anemones do you have? There's Steve the anemone, and there's Mary Lou the anemone, and Shooter's Joe anemone. I've driven a horse.
Cool. Yes, you have. You did a very piss poor job at the top.
That's because my horse couldn't be bothered.
No, it couldn't. That was the best part. You have to motivate your horse.
Yeah, it was like, are you trying to get me to move? the horse also, you couldn't see because you were up at the front and I was the horse at the back.
But
what you didn't see was the horse losing its footing several times.
Yeah.
And me holding on for dear life because it was trying to throw me. Everyone's going, yeah, keep up. Yeah, you've kept up all right. Get to move. Okay, get to move. Trying to fling me out of everything. Right.
Like a boss.
Ooh. You're the boss, says DC. Boss, no. Damn straight, I'm the boss. Man,
no. Oh, all right.
I am indeed the boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss man. Something for a very first time. Now, oh God's sake. Blue Fox says, my first is in P, but not in canoe. What am I? You're a riddle! We've only explained this! First is in P, but not in
canoe. Is it
canoe?
The letter P?
First in P, but
yeah, he's a P. Yeah,
I don't.
He's a P. He's a P in P, which is not in canoe.
I guess.
Unless it's canoop.
Cantaloupes.
Cantaloupes.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Is it pod?
You might have a pod in the canoe.
I don't know.
You wouldn't have a pod inside of a P anyway.
You might if there was some sort.
That would be like negative P's.
Negative P's.
Where pods grow inside of peas and not the other way around.
Mm. Technically, you could put a pea into a canoe.
Well, then it could be a
thus negating that. Thus negating that entire riddle.
Yeah, yes. I know.
What if you go to the shops in a canoe? Mm. You paddle up. You paddle up there, Jay, and you get your shopping from Sainsbury's or what have you. Your local shop, got a couple of tins of baked beans, some peas.
I like the technically, like, well, it should be possible, but no one's ever tried.
Yeah. How's Echo doing in this strange land? It's very familiar to me in DC. I don't know what's the book. So, what does the lady say?
I don't know what you're talking about strange land for. I mean, my God, it's, you know, kind of the ancestor grounds of our forefathers, and they're kind of the ones who procreated our country. That doesn't...
You're half Swedish.
Not me! I was talking about the country, man! God, you're dropping the ball, man. Get on the ball.
As if to prove it, she's upped her Americanism by about 45%.
Hey,
yeah, man, you're not on the ball, man.
And I'm driven up my hippie score by 3 points. Yeah. So that's all good. Oh, God.
Patriotism plus 5.
Woohoo!
How do I fix my...
tag.
What?
Fix my
attic and dag driver error.
That's a pretty bad error.
You get a dictionary. Get a dictionary and find out what a mega is. I've got no idea. Attic mega dag. It's a display driver.
Oh dear.
For Vista.
You can't fix those unless you reinstall or go to switch operating systems. Trust me, they're absolutely rubbish.
Oh, okay.
Or shit, as we say. just in case. But yeah, no, just no. Unless you go talk to Windows, you're not going to get any assistance.
What are your thoughts on the new Star Wars MMO?
What? Oh, God. They put out another one?
Yeah, apparently.
Knights of the Old Republic? Or Knights of the
Knights
Older...
Knights of the Old
Knights
Epic
of,
Republic.
Knights of the Not-So-Young Republic.
Yeah, clearly. No,
I think they should just call it Lightsabers Are Pretty Sweet.
Force powers can kick your ass. Yeah, we'll go with that, too. But nah, I don't need any more MMOs. MMOs before hoes and bros and everything else, frankly, but...
I like that phrase, MMOs before hoes.
Oh, there's a guild in my WoW called that, sadly enough.
All of a sudden, I've lost interest in it.
Shut up! Of course you did.
Right. We're going to just quickly take a look on the chat.
Uh-oh. God help us.
Boom, 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 boom. Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm. What about Nacho hats? The clue's in the... This is about hat. The clue's in the mouth part. If you need to put it in your mouth, it's not a hat.
When did we have a conversation that this was relevant to?
Something
when we were talking
hats.
About hats.
Were we?
Yes.
Okay.
Briefly.
Thank you, T-Bird.
I like it. If you can eat it, it's not a hat. Hence hence the threat, I'll eat my hat.
I see.
So, Big C says Super Mario Forever.
Okay.
Forever.
Even. Yes. Forever. Where'd you get the Mario sound drop? What? I'm actually able to produce that using my hand and armpit.
Clearly so.
He raises his armpit like this and then uses his hand.
Yeah, pretty well.
Like, one, two, three. You got to sort of wiggle the hand at the same time in order to get the changing in tone. It's actually quite technique based. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, got any Samba de Amigo?
Ooh.
A Samba de Amigo, what, games? Yes. At least one.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't played it.
That's
miraculous. Yeah.
Shadow Fox 04, should I say Shadow Vulpix 04, is apparently only posting on the Q&A UK thread on Eon, and therefore his post count's never increasing, because every time we ask his post, the post is raised and it goes back down again.
Oh, dear. I see. It makes sense that way.
Soundtrack or any MP3s? Well, I've got Samba de Janeiro. That's it, really.
Your leg's twitching again.
I know. isn't it the goose that lays the golden egg? I've got no idea
it
what you're talking.
It was the egg riddle. Come on, y'all.
Just an egg.
Yeah, I think it was just an egg.
It's just an egg. There is nothing else apart from eggs, is what we're saying here.
Chicken or
I'm just making this riddle more disappointing.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Just an egg.
Which is just an egg. Just an egg, people. There's nothing to see here. Just an egg. DC.
Lights or something.
We should do something. I think we should do another music break.
Okay. Wait, but you guys didn't give another fact of the universe and everything or something.
We should. No, actually, you should tell us a fact of the universe.
But I don't have any.
Echo's fact of the universe, mysteries of the universe, is that she doesn't actually have any mysteries of the universe.
That's because all things are known to Echo.
Yeah, she said,
you
see.
This is great, this is true.
DC, pick a word. Any word at all. Mm. Preferably one that's not on the screen that you just go.
Alright, I'll look in the other direction.
Alright.
At this blank and uninteresting wall.
Oh, he's dissing your wall, man.
I've got news for you, he's dishing your wall as well.
Oh, don't you start. It's not my fault.
It's not mine either. I've been decorating something. Yeah.
Okay, I've got a word.
What's the word? If it's and or something really small like that, you can stop it right now.
It's not that, no.
As.
It's Munich.
Munich.
Munich is a place, not a name.
Yeah. It's a word.
It's a word.
It's not a word.
How about you go
Kevin said Kevin's it. Not a word.
You just
Becky's
said it.
Not that a word. Ben's not
them.
A word.
It is a proper word.
You're saying them. That makes them words and not sounds.
I know.
Fanflocklenockle. It's a word. I said it. It's not a
it
sound.
Is.
Right. No.
All right. Go for something easy, like soul.
Soul. That's everything from Soul Calibur, then.
Soul power.
Preferably something that's music-y-based.
Music-y-based? You're looking at another iTunes and you have no idea when something might be soul.
Yes, it does, actually. It brings up Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. Should we have that?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Let's do it.
something strange on your radio sets, don't call us because we're the ones who put it on there in the first place. And we'll be back after that and something else that Echo is going to pick out momentarily. We'll see you in a bit. Of the universe, people. All anime is actually created under the master plan of a giant gopher. Ghostbusters! There we go. That's more like it. Sorry about that. We were discussing. Discussing things. Discussing the questions that are coming up. DC has another Secret of the Universe, which is going Sarah's route right now.
Secrets of the Universe. Inside of doors, there is sometimes a hidden second door.
But leading where?
I don't know.
There we go.
Always I'm not crazy enough to open it. The other side of the door. That's
the... Not the other side of the door. Inside the door.
Inside the door.
Like, you have to open the door and then open the door again.
Yeah, you have to be very specific. People don't always understand.
Yeah.
Anyway. Heading back, we have... That's the wrong thread. There we go. What has been happening to you people this week? Asks Blue Blur 95. Not a lot.
I got to go out drinking. It depends what... See, this is the problem. It's when is your the beginning of your week? Because technically, the other night, I was a Jedi, and I sliced people open. And this morning, I was a giant cow creature, and I was blowing things up with my arrows. And, neither of which interests anyone, but, hey, one of those was Dungeons & Dragons. It wasn't all Warcraft. Yeah. That's what you sound like at night. Did you know you snored?
I do not snore.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
You do, do.
Not. Thank you very much indeed.
Who's got a microphone on their phone?
I don't have a phone.
I do not snore.
I'm sure I'll get it later.
What's this You'll really pay for that. Which,
It's a cute snore, I swear. Anyway, continuing.
Which version of Dreams do you like the best, the adults or kids one?
I actually like the adult one better, personally.
I like the kid-adult one.
No, the both?
Mm-hmm. Although saying that the adult one's cool.
Yeah.
DC, do you remember Dreams?
No.
In the night, street delight, I want to see... No, I'm done.
What I'm actually currently thinking of is Sweet Dreams Are Made of These by... Was it the Eurythmics? No. Mama Cass? No. No, it might have been the Eurythmics, because I'm fairly sure it was...
Yes, it was Annie Lennox. Yeah. Was singing it.
So, in answer to your question, I don't know.
Well, hang on a second. You can try and sing Sweet Dreams and make this to the Dreams instrumental.
That'd be pretty bad.
There we go.
Man, this rhythm is all whack.
I'll give you a cue then. When you've got to start singing, okay?
Okay, fine.
Wait for this.
Takes about 30 seconds.
Gets very, very nice long instrumental bit. And then it actually hits soon.
No, cool.
Soon.
Ready for a crescendo?
Doom. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? Traveled the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something.
Yeah.
Yay!
Sort of.
Yeah, I bring it.
Yeah.
Or brung it, conceivably.
Indeed.
It was broad.
I wonder how many people were saying, oh god, stop.
I forgot. many. Exactly, the last tracks you heard music-wise, you had Ray Parker Jr. with Ghostbusters from Sonic X, and specifically from episode 18, you had the Eggman's African compilation, so found, because Echo put Frick into the iTunes.
I didn't do it, I said Frick, you put it in, and you found it. I was like, what?
And then we had, because I thought probably best ever sensible song, Sonic the Hedgehog, from Shadow the Hedgehog, Circus Park. There we go.
That was not a sensible song.
It is for a Sonic related podcast.
Okay, I'll grant you that.
Well, it's not even really podcast anymore.
It is when it goes online. In a podcast form.
When it does that.
Yes. When it's a podcast, it'll be one hell of a podcast.
Yes. Cupcakes or muffins, asks BlueBlur95. Well, this is the thing, you see, because on the first break, we actually went down and got some drinks and things. And Echo got the strudel, because she loves eating the strudel. And then DC and myself each had a blueberry muffin. So I suppose it would, there's a sort of muffin.
Blake is very jealous, I'll just tell you that right now. Loves blueberries and he loves muffins.
Not going to be very pleased with us then.
No.
You know the sad thing? I think I can live with that. question four. Where has DC been all the time? DC, tell us what's been happening again, because nobody knows.
Nobody can know.
Nobody can know. Is that, was that one of the secrets of the universe? Where DC has been all this time?
No one can know.
Slaving over a hot something.
No, he's been slaving, because you are now a highly talented and well-dressed chef.
Yes. Not currently, but yes.
Oh, that's a pity. I was hoping you were going to make dinner this evening.
Bring it on. I like a challenge.
Okay.
All right, we have cheese, we have a couple of condiments, and we might have a pizza.
And banana.
And a banana.
We got some bananas. We can make you a cheese and banana pizza. Or we can go to a shop and find some stuff to cook.
We have stuff. We have, I wonder if we can get enough of the heaters.
Ooh, the heaters are good.
You're making everyone hungry.
So?
They're probably already eating dinner.
It's dinner time. They should be prepared for us to discuss the prospect of dinner.
Mm.
And actually, it's BlueBlur95's fault, because he asked about what DC's been doing on the side, and DC's a chef. So
yeah,
BlueBlur95's fault.
Anyway, in answer to the question, I would tell you what I've been up to, but that would destroy my indefinable air of mystery.
Oh.
So, tough.
His air of mystery does smell of strawberries, it has to be said.
Yes.
Yeah. Very, very nice aroma. Question 5. Since Sonic 06 never happened, what does Silver do in his spare time?
I think he knits, personally.
Knits?
Yeah. Have you seen the socks? I mean, really?
Mm.
He had to have done those himself. I mean,
He knits off of his own. His own fuzz.
Yeah, he gets himself out of
chest fuzz.
He just shaves it off, it'll grow back in like 24 hours. Like, meh.
He just knits them with his mind. Or
that's
true.
That's true. He just threads things together.
No, he's actually a vagrant on the street now.
Oh, is that
he just keeps wandering up to people and screaming in their face, "It's no use!"
That bastard killed me.
Does that make him a manic street preacher?
That's possible.
That's good. That is entirely possible. So there we go. He's had a number of hit records then. With DC has confirmed this, that Silver the Hedgehog is now, or was a member of the Manic Street Preachers. Isn't he?
There you go.
Yes.
That's cool. Who does he sing for now, though, do you reckon?
I think he's working on a solo project.
Mm.
Alternatively, he might be the miserable one from Franz Ferdinand. Admittedly, it's not particularly difficult to pick which one's the
miserable.
Having now seen them live in sort of a private intimate gig, they are all miserable bastards. But
they just come around your house.
Martin, who works with me, won tickets to Absolute Radio, the private gig thing, where they proceeded to do 3 songs, one of which no one knew, one of which no one cared about. And then they did Take Me Out, which people did care about.
Yes.
They're all miserable bastards who pick on the bass player.
Well, bass player.
No, the bass player is the bass player. Yeah, they pick on the bass player, and they were trying to make his life an absolute misery, and it was sad. They were just really picking on the guy. They were being really cruel to him. They were talking to him, talking about him to the audience and stuff like that. And the poor guy's sitting there and being very, very quiet and demure. And it was so, the only time he smiled was when he did his little part on Take Me Out. And of course, people recognised it and sort of like cheered and started stamping their feet to it. and everyone sort of kind of focused on him, and he smiled then because the people cared about what he was doing. It's just a pity that Alex Dimitris Ramanov, whatever his name is, and the rest of them don't apparently give a stuff about their supposed friend.
Nice.
Anyway, I hope that answers your question, Bluebird95, about none of the things that we just spoke about. Erval says, DC, please convince AUK to get Steam and TF2. I mean, can you?
Get Steam.
I'll get a kettle.
Get the system of Steam.
System,
which is free.
The system of Steam.
Oh, Steam. Yes. Yeah, Steam games, right?
Steam Locomotion.
Get Steam, it is free. Get TF2.
It is not free. It is not free.
Get severely humiliated by myself in the field of combat.
Oh, I think that was just a challenge.
That was a challenge. It was a challenge that I'm going to refuse because I don't see why I should get another game. A game that I already own on active console.
Yes, but you'd get a much better version with things.
Things like a walk in the park?
Things like maps and upgrades and everything the Xbox doesn't have, which is nothing. Or everything.
If you say so. AUK, are you sure there is only one Earth Art? No, there are actually no Earth Arts. There are no Earth Arts anymore.
Oh.
True. Echo, how are you enjoying the beautiful British summer? The constant rain, the soggy barbecues, the threat of fire falling from the sky.
Really? It's fire now?
Sometimes. Oh, it's called lightning.
Oh, well, that woke us up, or woke me up last night anyway.
Yeah, there was, we were both woken up about 6 this morning. But obviously Echo sleeps in the same room as me, obviously, no.
No, no.
All the same bed.
No.
We've both woken up about 6 minutes, but the most monstrous crack of thunder you've ever heard. It sounded like a bomb went off.
Yeah.
And I thought a bomb actually had gone off. I thought there'd been some massive explosion in London that I was hearing. How are you enjoying things so far? I mean, this is the first actually day that's been really miserable, to be
fair. Yeah, I know. For the most part, it's been fairly nice. Even today, I mean, after this morning, it cleared up just fine. It's had some threatening clouds, but for the most part, they've kind of just been very quiet and threatening. Which, as anyone should know, is pretty much nothing. So.
Earthfort wonders where if he doesn't exist.
Is that another secret of the universe or something?
Earthfort doesn't exist.
There is.
That's not really a secret. He just doesn't exist.
Well, it's not anymore.
Wait a minute, who doesn't exist? Mm-hmm. What are we talking about again?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But Big C can play Dreams on his ocarina.
That's cool.
Oh, you haven't brought over your ocarina.
No, I haven't brought over my ocarina.
Oh. Hey, ocarina.
Anyway, just to get I don't know who's talking about that. To go back through the number of the people there, that's Spondy, the DJ, Vija, T-Bird, Spinball Wizard, Sonic AD, Shadow Vulpix 04, Project Phoenix Miner, Smiles Prower, Gerbilsoft, D'Artagnan, Concord, Blitzcris, Big C, Biafra, MK and Joshua.
I think we just got threatened with our lives again.
Where? I don't see that.
Really? Is that so?
Mm-hmm. Hello, Spinball Wizard, by the way. I was going back to the muffin situation. I was trying to instruct Echo Hawk in the wonder that was Muffin the Mule. You gotta remember, this is like really, really early TV. It's like 40s, 50s.
That mule is moonwalking.
I think it's a zombie.
Well, he is now.
he's whispering in her ear.
He's just jammed his muzzle into her eye.
Oh.
What a miserable cow! Destroy the poor mule's fantasies, why don't you?
It's not a cow, it's a mule. And he wants to kill everyone.
No, but she
with a rain
is.
Of carrots.
Rain of carrots. Sounds like a worm's power, doesn't it? Like
silly mule.
Carrot rain.
Carrots. Millions would die.
Although millions would then be fed as well.
Yes. Man, we should find other really old TV show themes.
Torture the Battery Boy.
Do you reckon they've got the theme to Charlie Chalk?
Oh, Probably.
He had a funny way of walking and a funny way of talking.
Oh, I think it's starting to rain.
I'm pretty certain that he lands on Ion, but now he's living in the jungle.
Yes.
And, people were really keen to see him clown and watch him tumble, I believe.
That's just because they didn't like him.
He was miserable by also Charlie Chalk, really.
Charlie Chalk's.
I remember. Oh, let's do so. Here we go, Charlie Chalk theme, everyone.
Charlie Chalk, Charlie Chalk. Walking in a wacky way, chalking, Charlie Chalk.
Charlie Chalk.
Oh, Charlie Chalk.
Charlie Chalk. Charlie Chalk. Charlie Chalk.
Get you out of trouble, he can teach you how to juggle. That's Charlie Chalk.
Charlie Chalk.
Yeah, Charlie Chalk.
Charlie Chalk.
He's rolling a boat to sea to do some sleeping and some fishing. When he awoke, he saw an island. Was he breathing or just wishing?
Charlie Chalk, Charlie Chalk.
We're walking in a wacky way of chalking, Charlie Chalk.
Charlie Chalk,
oh Charlie Chalk.
All of a sudden I want that 54 seconds back. Seriously, that was...
We had some high-class entertainment.
Horrid. Actually, the drawing style of that, I actually thought Charlie Chalk was drawn better.
Well, I think the actual show was puppets.
The show... No, it wasn't, surely.
I'm pretty sure.
No, this would involve us actually having to look at a Charlie Chalk episode, and I don't want to do that at all.
Have I told you about that cartoon that I remember, but no one else ever seems to?
What is this cartoon?
It is called...
Charlie Chalk.
No. The Fiddly Foodle Bim Bam Boodle Oo Diddly Doodle Oodle Bird. Oh, good. I'm not making it up.
I think it was just called The Fiddly Foodle Bird, to be fair.
They had Bruce Forsyth in.
Why?
Because he had to do something. If you don't keep an eye on Bruce Forsyth, he'll grow large and destroy the world.
Fiddly Foodlebird, thank you very much indeed.
My God, you people had screenwriters on crack, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Wonderful, no. Wonderful crack.
Oh, yeah. That's how the Magic Roundabout was made.
I see. Magic Roundabout.
Yeah, the Magic Roundabout.
That's
with the girl in the strange world. With the rabbit called Dylan.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's a bit spaced out. Not because he's on anything, man. And the multicolored cow called Ermentrude. And the man with a spring for an ass. If I have a bed, Zed Zebedee, come here.
Zed Zebedee.
Come here, polish my spring.
I'm kind of worried that we typed this in by typing in Fiddly Bird.
That's very true, actually, yeah.
We've got like 20 more minutes till we hit 2 hours again, by the way.
Oh, God, we can't do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. Nobody cares about Fiddly Foodle Bird.
Oodle, oodly doodle, oodle bird.
Exactly. Two birds quit, they don't blame him.
See.
Erfart says that he has powerful friends.
Cool.
Wait, who's Erfart again?
I forget.
What's that word, even?
Right. Oh, Steve's joined! Steve! Mm-hmm. Steve's joined! Awesome! Conkle says his favourite cartoon was Dreamstone on CITV. I'm pretty certain we're going to use that in terms of an ending. Oh, yes, indeed. Oops. Just need to sort out the tags, because the tags are absolutely messed up.
Slightly.
So we'll end the show on that, I think.
All right, so do we want to power through these
remaining last
questions?
Yes,
right.
AUK, which would...
Which would win in a fight in a steel cage? An animal, quote-unquote, or a viper, quote-unquote?
And then there's a sort of green line underneath.
It's very... It's a very sneaky reference to who's going to win in the next WWE pay-per-view. Either Batista or Orton. I would say that a hunter would win.
He'd be quite happy, yes.
Yes. I would say that's going to happen. Out of the three guitar battles in Career Mode on Guitar Hero 3, which do you think has the best music? The end one with Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Ooh, yes.
The end one against...
The Devil.
The Devil, who's not the Devil, who's Bob, or whatever his name is.
That's actually very funny.
Echo.
What?
Have you ever heard of somebody called Sir Alan Sugar?
No. Why?
Now you have.
What? Don't rub your...
We talked about him the other day.
Is he...
He was the guy on The Apprentice over here. He was the guy in the government, that guy.
Oh, that guy.
So no, she hasn't. You know the difference between football over here in the UK and football over in the US?
Oh, for the love of Pete, yes I do. I'm just starting to learn various rules of various other games. I still am working on cricket because there's apparently a lot of complex rules. But I'm getting there.
Cool.
DC, have you ever played Team Fortress 2? This is Strata, also known as Strata underscore TH. You might have known, you might recognise that name.
I think I might.
Because you were playing against him earlier.
Yes.
Yes.
In that exact game, in fact.
Yes. So have you ever played Team Fortress 2?
No.
No.
Wait, yes.
Yes. No, you've played Team Fortress 3.
Yes. In the future.
In the future.
There will be robots.
Blake Draco says the heat sapper.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Yes, indeed. Well done, Blake. That's the end of the questions. People can write questions as quickly as they can, but I've got to tell you that's the end of the questions that we're going to read. So,
All right, can I ask you a question?
You can ask me a question.
All means. Of recent years, which non-game... Well, which pop song have you found the most irritating?
Of recent years.
If you sung it to him, I'm sure he'd remember.
Well, I can't answer for him.
Of recent years. I don't pay attention to the charts anymore.
Well, I'm sure you've listened to various clubs and things, or whatever, beat out some horrid song.
The Crazy Frog.
Crazy Frog song?
Don't even think of starting.
I couldn't do it anyway. I'm not sure I know how it goes.
Good. But that's it. It's all over. The Wonka contest is all over. And that's it. Unless someone's given me vague. Oh no, we need to play Electric Six, didn't we?
Yes, Gay Bar.
We need to play Gay Bar Electric Six. So we're going to end the show with a duo of songs. In that we're going to have Best in the Dream by Mike Batt from the Dreamstone as our end song, because we spoke about Dreamstone earlier. And then we're also going to have Gay Bar by Electric Six coming up. So that's it from me and everybody here. So I've been Archange UK. This has been Echo Hawk.
Yes, sir.
This has been DC.
Hello.
And the first and second people will see you next time. Bye for now.
See ya.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Gay Bar! I've got something to put in you.
I used to dream myself to somewhere else each night. I dreamed in color, 'cause I lived in black and white. Until I chanced upon this road led to you, I could not see how anything could be. Better than a dream, stranger than my wild imagination. If this is a real sensation, it's better than a dream. Higher than the moon, hazy like a beautiful illusion, crazy and in confusion, and better. I was beyond some distant door. I knew there must be more to life, and now I'm sure. No dream of pirate caves or Indian braves or magic carpets could ever be this good. Sensation, it's better than a dream. Higher than the moon, hazy like a beautiful illusion, crazy and